Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Presence of the Lord, silver and gold, I have none to give to you. All I have is the presence.
Begin to pray in the spirit now. Begin to thank him in the language of the spirit. Moroko to baya kata katania. Iboro kotonia bara e kabaya. Iaboro koto koto kotonia. Ibara e katania boro kotonia. Ia kabara kata 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 katania. Iboro koto kotonia. The healing rains have already started falling. The healing rains have already started falling. Ibara ekabaya. Iakabara kata katania. Iboro koto koto kotonia. Ibara ekabaya kata kata katania. Iaboro kotonia. Ibara ekabara kata katania. Iboro koto 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 kotonia. Ibara ekabaya, iakabara kata katania, ibara kata kata katania, iboro koto koto kotonia, ibara ekabara katania, iboro kotonia. Somebody, the healing rain has started. 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 Mara ekabaya katania. Iboro koto koto kotonia, ibara ekabara katania, iboro kotonia. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Let's get that on the screen. It's our miracle healing banquet. Acts chapter 2. Verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear this word. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself know. A man approved of God among you by miracles. This morning is our miracle healing service. And the same Jesus that did it years ago is still here in his house. The same Jesus. So this morning is your every form of affliction will be humiliated. Sickness will be destroyed. The miracle worker is in this house. Somebody say the miracle worker is in his house. Say that again.
Miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. Come and do, come and do your miracle today. Come and do your miracle.
Come and do your miracle.
Yeah.
miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. We call you Yahweh. We call you Yahweh. We call you Yahweh.
You are the miracle working God.
We call you Yahweh.
Jesus, we say thank you. This afternoon we have gathered in your presence. Do what no doctor can do. Do what no surgeon can do. Do what no specialist can do. Jesus in this service healed the afflicted. Restore everyone to perfection. Let every shame and reproach in anyone's life be rolled away. Let it be a service unto your glory. In this service, wipe away tears. Wipe away pains. Anyone under any form of demonic attack that doctors have given up, Jesus, we hand over it unto you. Do what they couldn't do. Let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your presence and thank you for all that you are set to do this afternoon. At the end, all glory will be given unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat in his presence. Before we move on to the teaching, we want to use this special day to acknowledge every father in the house. If you have a father sitting by your side, wish them happy Father's Day. We bless God for the life of every father in this house. And hear this. Every father has been revived. So, wives, the father that you used to know, they are no longer the same. They have changed. Somebody say they have changed. They have been transformed. Spiritually, they have taken over. From today, if you tell your husband, let's go to church, and he's drunk in his leg, ask him, were you at the mind shift program? The man is going to take the spiritual lead. Somebody is going to take the spiritual lead. Every man, you are meant to take the spiritual lead now. Your wife that they used to tell you, are you going to church? Are you praying? It's over. Don't go back to that state again. Because the revival fire is so burning. And I trust God that every father in this house, the testimony will be evident for all to see. So the word daddy, what does it mean? As we call our fathers daddy, what does it mean? D stands for dependable. The technical can help us. Dependable. Ever dependable. A stands for available. So fathers will always be available for the family. D means diligent, disciple of Christ. And the other D means distinguished, exemplary life. And Y, yoke with his wife and family. So as we heard that time, that husband means house bind. He brings the house together. So we are believing God that every father in this house will live a spiritual legacy for our children. Let your children, let it be one of the testimony of your children, that my dad doesn't joke with his God. My dad loves God. My dad prays. My dad studies. When you are doing all these things, you don't need to force your children. They learn by observation. It's what you are doing, it's what you can give unto them. So daddies in the house, we've taken responsibility. And I trust God that every one of us, our fatherhood will be a blessing to mankind in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, our sons and children, we also have responsibility towards our fathers. So every child in this house, you must honor your father. Honor your father. So please, if you have not yet reached out to your own biological fathers, please do so. You must honor your father. It's what you do that others also do. As you are doing for them, your children are also doing it for you. And it carries on like that. We must also be as children. We must not be a liability to our fathers or our family. We must not be a liability. We must be profitable. Somebody say profitable. We must also care. We must also care. Men also need to be cared for. So wives, men need to be cared for. It's not only you. They must also be cared for. We heard yesterday that a man can also cry. Have you seen a man crying before? Okay. You will see, you very soon. Man can also cry. So please, the men need to be cared for. So wives, let's take good care of our husband. Then also, as children, we must also defend our father. We must defend our father or our biological father. Look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. Let's put that on the screen. We are going to read that together now. Proverbs 20, verse 20. We are all going to read it together. Proverbs 20, verse 20 on the screen for us. Whosoever, let's go. Whosoever curses his father or his mother, his lamb shall be put out in obscure darkness. That will not be you in the name of Jesus Christ. So you are not meant to curse them. Whatever they are doing, know that at times age changes people. Age changes people. God ever said something in the first service. If what they are doing that they couldn't change or they did not change in their teens, it's not that they are in their 70s that you can force them to change. All that you need to do, wisdom to manage them and to manage them very well. But if you are cursing them, don't forget, one day you also become an old man. You become an old woman. And whatever you did, don't expect that to happen. I trust God that God will grace us. That fathers in this house, our fatherhood will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to appreciate God once again for the privilege granted to me to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. We are still on our team, understanding the power of vision. Understanding the power of vision. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29, verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So vision, as we have all heard, is God-given picture of preferred future. God-given picture of a preferred future. God-given picture of a preferred future. It's ability to see beyond where you are to where God wants you to be. Ability to see it. It's God's picture for you. And it is destined to give you a glorious life. God gives vision, but man must pursue it. Man must pursue it. Divine revelation does not eliminate human responsibility. The fact that God has given you that revelation, that vision, does not eliminate you from not taking your responsibility. Now hear this. Vision is conceived by revelation, developed through dedication, and fulfilled by pursuit. Conceived by revelation, developed through dedication, and fulfilled by pursuit. So that revelation will never be fulfilled if we don't take practical steps. I believe all throughout this season, God has been showing you certain things. You must take practical steps to ensure that what God has shown you comes to pass. Until one pursues his vision, he never realizes its fulfillment until you pursue it. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Habakkuk 2, verse 2. Write the vision. Make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. So pursuit is what gives value to vision. Pursuit. Run with it. Don't sit with it. Run with it. Pursuit is a relevant force that gives motion to our vision. I trust God that whatever God is showing us, the grace to take practical steps in this service, God will release that grace upon us. This is the reason why access to God's plan and purpose for one's life is not an end in itself, but the pursuit of the same is what determines the outcome. What determines the outcome? Now, the question that somebody may be asking, why do we need vision? Why? First of all, let's know, we must commit our ways to the Lord for our glorious destiny in Christ to be realized. We must commit our ways to the Lord for our glorious destiny in Christ to be realized. We must commit our ways. We have a glorious destiny, an enviable destiny, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. But until we commit our ways unto the Lord, this vision can never be actualized. Look at Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall hold. Bring it to pass. Commit thy way. Trust in him. As you have handed over, trust him that he will surely bring it to pass. I believe, God, that every of your way that is in alignment with what God has shown you, the same God will show you how to go about with it. Look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, what do you have to do? Acknowledge him. And what will he also do? You acknowledge him, he directs your path. You acknowledge him, he directs your path. If you do not acknowledge him, what do you think he's going to do? He won't direct you. If you want to be directed, acknowledge him in all your ways. We should always remember that God will only back up his plans in our lives, not our plans. His plans in your life is what he will back up with, not your plans. That is why certain things that you are struggling, ask yourself, if I'm struggling, nothing seems to be working, that may be your own plan, that God is not ready to back it up. He will only back up the plans that he has showed you. Look at something in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come before me. But Jonah rose up, flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found himself going to Tarshish. Anytime you are in your own plans, you are heading towards Tarshish. And Tarshish means away from his presence. If God is not with you, everything can be against you. But if God is with you, all things will answer for you. From today, nobody will board the flight to Tarshish. Nobody will take the step to Tarshish. But where God has ordained for us, you and I will take the step towards it. The devil knows that one thing that sustains the believer is God's presence. It's God's presence. When you lose his presence, you have lost, you have lost your life. It's the presence of God that gives security to mankind. Look at Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When thou goest through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be hot. Neither that the flame of what can open you. Can you see? When you go through the waters, what will happen? He will be with us. Through the rivers, what will happen? So if you are going through the waters and it's not with you, what is going to happen to you? You'll be swallowed up. If you are walking through the flames and it's not with you, what is going to happen to you? You're going to be destroyed. From today, nobody make that wrong step again. Any step that would deprive you of his presence will never reach out to you. Let that amen show it. How to assess God's vision for our life? One, we must be watchful in the spirit. 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 Galatians 5, verse 23. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Somebody declare to yourself, if I live in the spirit, I must walk in the spirit. If we live in the spirit, walk in the spirit. The doing of many believers, they are not sensitive to pick the signals. Their heart is full of bitterness. Their mind is full of anger. Such a person, you will not hear from God. You will not hear from God. That is why the devil strategizes that before you leave home, he will take away your joy. Because he knows the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. You will leave home angry. And this did not work very well. You come back blaming people. Blame yourself. Because when you left, the presence left you. And every other thing began to work against you. But this afternoon, nobody will live in anger and bitterness again. Nobody will live in hatred again. Be spiritually sensitive. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship in what? Spirit. When you step out in the spirit, you must sense it. You will feel very light. You become a prey to the devil. But that will not happen to us in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to charge every one of us. Please be very spiritually sensitive. Spiritually sensitive. We made mention of this in our men's program. If all men will be spiritually sensitive, I can assure you, your family will become a no-go area. Your family will become a no-go area. This one is having everything. Is, it just happens hardly. And you are not bothered. It's because the head has lost its path. When you are in a trade, the career, and the head derail, every other body is at risk. They will all derail. Man, let's sit up. And every one of us, let's also sit up and begin to walk in the spirit. Can you see it's present continuous? That means every day walk in the spirit. Even you are sleeping, sleep in the spirit. Because the issues of life don't have any timetable. But when you are spiritually active, even in your sleep, you are still a lion. Sleeping does not take the lioness or the lion from who he is. Whether the lion is asleep or is alive, is he not a lion? He's a lion. God's ever said, one time he saw himself in a sleep, in a coffin. His spirit man reacted angrily because the spirit man was what? Alive. May we begin to walk in the spirit from today. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice. We'll be hearing God clearly in the name of Jesus Christ. What are the biblical proof of a true vision? Any true vision that we have from God, God goes before you. He goes before you. John chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. He goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They know his voice. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 2. Isaiah 45, verse 2. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gate of brass, cut in asunder the bars of iron, and I'll give thee the treasures of the darkness and hidden riches of the secret places, that thou mayest know that I'm the Lord which calleth thee by thy name. From today, God will go before you. Every crooked path will be made straight. Gate of iron will be broken. Bars of iron will be cut asunder. If that is you, let your amen show it. When God is with you, he also goes with you. He goes with you. Goes with you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. God also works with you. So every biblical proof, vision, you see God walking with you. Walking with you. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Mark 16, verse 20. And they went forth, preached everywhere. The Lord working with them, confirming his word with signs following. We'll see God at work in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now today is our healing banquet serving. The great physician is in this house. Somebody say the great physician is in this house. Declare that again. Christ is the ultimate in our search for answers to all health issues. He's the ultimate. Look at Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Every sickness is oppression of the devil. But this afternoon, the master physician is in his house. He healed everyone oppressed of the devil. Every oppression of the devil this afternoon, they will be humiliated. In this service, diabetes will be humiliated. High blood pressure will be humiliated. Cancer will be humiliated. Let that amen show it. Healing all. He is our final bus stop in our quest for healing, health, and wholeness. Look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. He has never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner. Somebody say all manner. Look at this. All manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. All manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. The same yesterday, today and forever. Every form of sickness eating anyone's destiny by the power of the anointing today, they will be humiliated. I said they will be humiliated. Jesus still healed all manner of sicknesses today. Every sickness and disease will bow to the name of Jesus today. I said they will bow to the name of Jesus today. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Philippians 2, verse 9. Let's see the authority that the name carries. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him, giving him a name. Which is what? Which is what? Is cancer a name? Is cancer a name? Is the name of Jesus above cancer? Is high blood pressure a name? Is the name above that name? Is diabetes a name? Is the name of Jesus above diabetes? So everything that has name bows to the authority of Jesus. So that sickness that has a name this afternoon shall bow to the authority of Jesus. That sickness that has a name this afternoon shall bow to the authority of the name of Jesus. Today is your day of liberty. Declare to yourself, it's my day of liberty. Declare that confidently. Declare that boldly. Jesus heals instantly. He heals instantly. In fact, the price has already been fully paid. It has been fully paid. John 19, verse 30. John 19, verse 30. See, he shouted, it is finished. When therefore Jesus has received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. Somebody say, it is finished. My health issue is dealt with already. Those sicknesses has been dealt with already. So this afternoon, anybody that cares to believe that the healer is in this house will be going home with his healing package. Why? He shouted, it is finished. He heals instantly. Look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Proverbs 3, verse 27. It is in the power of God to do it. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in thy hand to do it. Can God heal you today? Would he withhold sickness from you? No. It is in his power to relieve you and to set you free. This afternoon, the devil will regret touching your life because your health package will be fully delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. The same way he saves instantly, he also heals instantly. He heals instantly. We saw that account in the man full of leprosy in Matthew chapter 8. Verse 1. Matthew 8, verse 1 to 3. That man was healed instantly. We also saw that account in Matthew chapter 20, verse 34. The blind man of Jericho was also healed instantly. Then the paralytic man
in Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, was also healed instantly. The woman with the issue of blood was also healed instantly. And in the first service, we recorded 9 instant healings. Can Jesus heal you instantly? It's according to your belief. If you believe it will not happen, it is your choice. But don't give the devil any chance. All this tells us that Jesus saves instantly and heals instantly. Today is your day of deliverance. So one of the virtues or one of the mysteries that we are going to engage is the mystery of the anointing oil. Someone said the mystery of the anointing oil. It carried the healing power of God. Carries the healing power of God. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. Mark 6, verse 7. Look at this account carefully. Mark 6, verse 7. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth 2 by 2. Gave them power over unclean spirit. Gave them power. But we couldn't understand what that power is. Now let's jump to verse 12. Let's see what that power that Jesus gave them. And they went out, preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, anointed with oil, many that were sick. And what happened? What medium? The anointing oil. This afternoon, the oil is going to be blessed. And as the oil touches you, there will be instant. James chapter 5, verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. He shall raise him up. So whatever that is trying to push you down, by the oil today, you are coming out. You are coming out of that challenge. You are coming out of that challenge. In the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of the Lord is in the oil. Somebody say the spirit of the Lord is in the oil. It's in the oil. And that spirit destroys yokes. 1 Samuel 16 verse 13. 1 Samuel 16 verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Look at the word over there. Capital S. When the oil came, look at it. And the spirit, capital S, of the Lord came upon David. From that day forward. From which day? From which day? So today, what is coming upon you? What is coming upon you? So as you step out, what do you carry on your head? You go home, what do you carry? You step in that office, what do you carry? The spirit of the Lord will dignify you. Every yoke of harassment will be shattered today. And it shall come to pass in that day. Somebody say that day. That his burden shall be taken away from his shoulder, and the yoke of his neck, and the yoke of sickness shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So the anointing will do its work today. I say it will do its work today. The spirit of the Lord exempt us from all evils from today. So from today, you are exempted from all evil. Every siege of terminal illness will never look at you, will never reach out to you. Psalm 105, verse 13. Psalm 105, verse 13. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no evil to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sin, saying what? Touch not. So today, what do you carry? Touch not. Somebody says, I carry touch not. Whatever is touching other people is not permitted to touch me. So from today, you are exempted. You are exempted. What is coming upon you is what? Touch not. You are secure. So the oil coming upon you, the spirit of God will rest upon you. And that spirit will not only rest on you, but it will break a mark of touch not. You will no longer be touched again. Whatever that is killing life will never locate you. You are declared touch not. I say you are declared touch not. You are declared touch not. What is inside the oil? The resurrection power of God. Someone said the resurrection power of God. And brings back to life all dying or dead organ in our bodies. The resurrection power. Look at Romans 8, verse 11. Romans 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in Romans 8, verse 11. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell inside you. That spirit brought Jesus back to life. And if that spirit is inside you, what do you think will happen to your organs? Will your organs die? Never. I thought somebody would have said never. Why? The spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, where is that spirit now? It's inside of me. So anything called dead this afternoon, what is happening to them? Coming back to life. If it brought Jesus back to life, kidney is not an issue. Intestine is not an issue. Heart challenge is not an issue. For somebody, I declare to you, anything called dead is coming back to life. From this afternoon, your system will perform effectively. They will perform effectively. Let your amen show it. What again? The vengeance power of God. The vengeance power of God. That will bring an end to wickedness of the wicked against our lives and destiny. The vengeance power of God. Isaiah 63 verse 4. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeem has finally come. Now Romans 12 verse 19. We are all going to read that together now. Romans 12 verse 19. Let's go now. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I'll repay, says the Lord. God of vengeance will avenge every adversary. That sickness couldn't be diagnosed because it is devil's oppression. Somebody has vowed that because you have traveled, things will never work for you. And he has decided to cut short your life by infecting your system. But the vengeance of God this afternoon will answer in their camp. The vengeance of God will speak in their camp. Psalm 7, verse 9. We are going to read that together. Psalm 7, verse 9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked. Let's go. Psalm 7, verse. Let's go. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. But establish the judge. For the righteous God tries them. God will establish you and he will judge them. He will establish you and he will judge them. He will establish you and he will judge them. By the oil coming upon you, the vengeance anger of God is going to rest in their camp. Today is your day of liberty. It's your day of freedom. It's your day of rescue. It's your day of deliverance. Somebody declare to yourself, I am delivered. I am rescued. I am set free. Rise to your feet and begin to appreciate him now. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him for all that he said to do today in your life and family. By the oil today, the vengeance of God is going to answer in their camp. Somebody thank him. The oil coming upon you has marked you, touch not. Has marked you, touch not. Begin to thank him. Come on. Thank him and thank him for your own deliverance, for your own breakthrough, for your own deliverance, for your own breakthrough. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Today is your day. It will be one of the days that you will live to remember. Because what doctors can't do, Jesus will do it. It will be a service that will answer with speed in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me, Jesus is in a hurry. He's in a hurry to set somebody free. He's in a hurry to deliver everyone. If it doesn't happen today, blame yourself. Because the power is already present. And as the teachings were going on, the healings were taking place. But hear me, healing is the children's bread. Somebody say healing is the children's bread. So every child of God is entitled to divine health. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed,
Until you are a child, you are not entitled. You are not entitled. Jesus is in a hurry. Hear me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. When he gains access into your life, what was a reproach becomes a glory. If I were you, I would not waste time at all. You have no connectivity with Christ. Or you want to rededicate your life so that what Jesus is about to do will be happening in your life. If you are ready for that connectivity, wherever you are, please lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. First things first, you need to be connected before you can collect. Until you are connected, it will never answer for you. If you are lifting up your right hand, lift it up boldly so that I can see you, so that I can pray with you. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. That Jesus, I need that connectivity with you. I need that connectivity with you. God bless you. God bless you. Your hand is up. Please take a step forward. Come to the altar now so that I can pray with you now. You lifted up your right hand. Please take a step of faith. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now so that I can pray with you. Church, put your hands together as they make their way forward. You lifted up your right hand now. Take that bold step. You need that connectivity before you can collect. You need that connectivity before you can collect. Take that bold step because he's in a hurry to set you free and to deliver you. Take that bold step now. Take that bold step now. That Jesus, I need that connectivity with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. You still want to join? You can join whilst we are praying. God bless you for taking this bold step. And let me assure you, the step that you have taken today will be a step that you will never regret. Christ will be inside you. And when Christ is inside you, the hope of glory. He brings an end to every form of shame and every form of reproach. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Jesus, help me to live for you for the rest of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for rescuing me in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I accept you not as only Savior, but my healer. Thank you for doing your good work in my life in Jesus' name. Now I pray for you upon this confession, the blessings of today will answer for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking this bold step, right? We have one of our pastors on my right. Yeah, he's waving on my right. Yeah, he has something to share with you. He will give you additional books that you can read to help you build up your faith in Christ. Church, let's celebrate Jesus.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.